Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
I'm Matt Salee, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at Tortoise Capital Advisors. It was a big week in energy markets with an event occurring for the first time in 8 years. Yep, that's right. Against all odds, OPEC members put aside their differences and agreed to a production cut of 1.3 million barrels per day, which, according to our estimates, will bring the global oil market into a supply deficit starting in the first quarter of 2017 when the cut takes effect. On top of OPEC's cut, Russia has agreed to reduce production by 300,000 barrels per day. As a result, oil prices spiked over $4 Wednesday and finished the week up 12%. Energy equities followed suit, with the S&P Energy Index up 3%, E&Ps up 6%, and MLPs bounced back after a rough start for the week and finished down just 1%. Along with OPEC, it was a busy week in capital markets. First, SM Energy took advantage of its 25% post-OPEC rally and issued 9.5 million shares for gross proceeds of $336 million, equating to $38.25 share price. This deal was upsized from 8 million shares originally. Also, Fraxian company FMSA priced a 20 million share secondary offering from holder American Securities. Similar to SM, this deal was upsized from 15 million shares originally. American continues to hold a significant position of over 50 million shares. Finally, Wild Horse Development Corp. launched an IPO of 27.5 million shares with a range of $19 to $21. Wild Horse is an oil and natural gas producer with acreage positions in Southeast Texas and North Louisiana. This offering is expected to price December 13th. Shifting to company news, starting with upstream, Centennial Resource Development announced Monday an agreement to acquire upstream assets from Silverback Exploration for $855 million in cash. These assets include 35,000 net acres with production of 3,500 barrels per day in Reeves County of the Delaware Basin, one of the hottest fields in the upstream space currently. Backing out the PDP value, we estimate they paid $20,000 per acre, which compares favorably to recent transactions in the area. This deal was financed with a private placement to institutional holders. Looking at midstream, the big news of the week involved new project developments. In Canada, Kinder Morgan's Trans Mountain Pipeline was approved by Canada, as was Enbridge's Line 3 expansion. And in the U.S., the Army Corps of Engineers denied the permit for the final required easement to complete the Dakota Access Pipeline. However, this follows President-elect Donald Trump's public support of the pipeline last week. Our expectation remains that this project will be completed by mid-2017 under the new administration, which has vocally supported infrastructure investments. Finally, in downstream news, Baker Hughes, CSL Capital Management, and Goldman Sachs Merchant Banking Division agreed to form North American Land Pressure Pumping Company. In this deal, BHI will contribute its North American land cementing and hydraulic frac business. CSL will contribute cementing and hydraulic frac services, and both CSL and Goldman agreed to contribute $325 million of cash to the new entity. Well, that'll do it for this week. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.